When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia attacking Ukraine, sanctions regime since February of 2022 and before. Now, the Biden administration in the closing hours is putting sanctions on that will bite deeply. Why? I welcome Michael Bernstam at the Hoover Institution. Michael is my guide on the sanctions regime. We've watched this now for nearly 3 years. But this time, Michael, a very good evening to you. Tell me, two oil producers have been shut down by the Biden administration's sanctions. Why and what does it mean for Russian income? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, and we will remember three dates. We will remember January the 6th, January the 10th, and January the 15th. So it's very active Biden administration in the last few days. On January the 6th, the Biden administration took away from oil production 625 million acres of drilling offshore of the United States. On January the 10th, there is a new package of sanctions on Russia. For the first time in 3 years, it affects oil producers. So it's no longer just the sanctions that will lower oil prices. Two major oil producers, and I'm scared to pronounce their names because one is called Surgut Neftgaz, and the other is called Gazprom Neft. Between the two of them, they produce between 1 and 1.5 million barrels a day of oil for export. Those two companies are now under sanctions as producers, regardless of the price, from the United States and the United Kingdom joined. And so these two companies are now in trouble because even India and China are not allowed to buy their oil. And if they do, then their financial institutions, which process payments for this oil, will be under the secondary sanctions by the United States. And on January the 15th, which is today, the United States government added additional sanctions, secondary sanctions on lots of financial institutions, sanctions around the world, the threat of secondary sanctions, if they contribute in any way to transactions with Russian sensitive technology, dual-use technology, which may serve military purposes. And it added several major Russian banks, including the two largest Russian banks, to the list of sanctions. And it is done in a way that only the Congress, not the executive order of the president, the next president, but only the Congress can change it.
Yes, it's being presented as Trump-proofing sanctions. Now, this looks very effective. The guess is that it could have been done 3 years ago, correct? They could have done this right away.
Well, it could have been done a long time ago, but the problem is that for the first time, there are sanctions affecting the global oil supply. In the past, the sanctions were designed in a very, very clever and careful way, so that the Russian export revenues are lower, and the Russians, there is an estimate that Russia lost at least $20 billion due to sanctions, even when they were circumvented, bypassed, not enforced. And at the same time, the Russians were allowed to sell oil to whoever buyers would be there, which meant mostly India and China. And at the same time, the Russian export revenues were reduced, but the global oil supply was intact. So the gasoline prices, the gas prices at the pump in the United States were not affected. This is the first time when the two major producers of oil in Russia, major exporters, are under sanctions, which means that the global oil supply temporarily, until replaced by the United States shale companies, will be reduced. And because of that, it is one of the contributors that oil prices are increasing globally. They are now $82 per barrel. They used to be 70 in early December.
And the shadow fleet, are they sinking the shadow fleet finally, or is it still out there?
Well, with the shadow fleet, it is part of the package that on January the 10th, the United States government put under sanctions to these two major oil producers and 183 vessels or tankers of the shadow fleet, which is estimated to be maybe close to 40% or half of the entire Russian shadow fleet, maybe more. Now it's already in effect. Because immediately, in the last few days, and this has been just 5 days since then, 65 tankers, which is one-third of the total that under sanctions, are stuck off the coast of China, off the coast of India, which are the major buyers. They cannot enter their ports. They are not allowed to enter their ports. They require all sorts of paperwork and certificates, and they cannot deliver this oil.
The decision about taking U.S. land out of oil leasing off of the coast of off of the East Coast, off of the coast of the U.S. and land protected in California, doesn't that drive the price of oil up?
Everything drives the price all up in the last month and a half. One was a PEC decision to delay the increase in the oil supply until April 2026. It was supposed to start in December or January now. Then there was a second decision. It was the Biden administration taking out 625 million acres on January the 6th out of production. It affected it. The cold weather, of course, affected it because every 1 degree of Fahrenheit below the 10-year average reduces temperature and increases oil supply, and by 3 to 5% colder weather makes additional demand 500,000 barrels a day. And now finally, this decision by the Biden administration to cut off two Russian major oil producers from the world market. So all together. But of course, Biden's decision, the Biden administration's decision to take out major source of oil production in the United States, it's a major contributor to oil increases and gas prices increases.
Can Russia use that higher price of oil to charge more than $60?
Well, they're already doing it, and and now the last estimate is almost by half a dollar per barrel. They've already benefited from the increase in the oil supply reductions. So the Russians are, of course, exploiting this.
Well, that seems paradoxical, given that you're also sanctioning people for trading Russian oil. But okay, the black market is the black market. Is China happy about the higher price, or are they paying the higher price to Iran? We don't know.
Yeah, China is unhappy, but mostly because its financial institutions are under threat.
Right.
Because China is, for China, it's the bulwark, the foundation of China is the health of its financial institutions.
And the price of oil climbs now, a cynic would say, because Mr. Biden's leaving office and a higher price of gasoline under the Trump administration doesn't bother the Biden administration. Is that the way to see this?
Precisely.
Well, and could he have done all this in 22 and not wait till 25?
In 22, they were very much concerned, correctly so, about the global oil supply.
Sure.
And they did not want, the price of gas. So only the outgoing administration, more than the lame duck, but the administration in the last few days of its existence, could afford to do something which may affect the price of gas at the pump.
Michael Bernstam has watched the sanctions regime for me for 3 years, and now we'll see what the effect is upon the negotiations, if that exists, between Washington and the Kremlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,